Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation where even saying that becomes controversial today. There is all kinds of argument going on about what we should be teaching in our schools, about how we should be looking at our past, about what we owe to people who have suffered in the past. The question of reparations. Over in California, they have already launched a task force not to determine whether they pay slavery reparations, but how much and when. That's the work of Governor Gavin Newsom, who is facing a recall election coming up, and this would be reason number, I think about 23, that recalling Governor Newsom is a very good idea. On the Michael Medved Show, we'll also be talking about what is supposed to be the wokest waterfront in all American history. I love the idea of Waterfront Park. I was actually a big supporter of taking down the viaduct, putting in a tunnel, which has worked out pretty well in terms of the convenience of driving. But now the Waterfront Park that is supposed to replace this elevated highway that had been put up in the 1950s is coming together with some unbelievably extreme politically correct rhetoric about relationships with Native Americans, with people of color, with BIPOC people generally. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also get to a dog murderer. And why? Well, it's another homeless solidarity moment, which we will cover. And the president's very controversial speech yesterday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, it shouldn't be controversial. Everybody agrees, I think, that it's appropriate to commemorate the terrible, terrible riot and the slaughter that went on in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And by the way, people talk about this as the worst race riot, the worst race-based riot. It was a pogrom, really. A pogrom being an attempt to slaughter a whole group and a whole neighborhood and a whole community. And that's true. But what's fascinating to me is when you actually look at this, the total number of people who were killed, they can establish, they can prove that 39 people were killed. A great suspicion from most historians is that it was close to 300 people who were killed, which is a very big difference. Why? Because, of course, the people who did the killing and then the people who covered up for them wanted to obscure it with mass graves. And Jason Riley, the great Jason Riley, columnist in the Wall Street Journal, has a phenomenally important piece that asks a question, which is why, if one believes that America has made no progress in terms of our race relations since that slaughter in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 100 years ago, that since that time we've made no progress, then how do you explain the extraordinary difference in achievement and the truly extraordinary achievements by African American people, by black people, in this country in the last 100 years? And finally, the mayor of Seattle is speaking out about the homeless camp next to a school in Seattle. But is she doing anything about it? She says she simply can't. Why not? We will get to that as well. The California Task Force on Reparations is utterly nuts. Now, why do I say that? Let me just read you the way it's being covered on ABC News. They write, Dateline San Francisco, a first-in-the-nation task force in California to study and recommend reparations for African Americans held its inaugural meeting Tuesday, launching a two-year process to address the harms of slavery and systemic racism, despite the federal government's inaction. The 9 members of the task force, all appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom, and legislative leaders, include the descendants of slaves who are now prominent lawyers, academics, and politicians. What's ironic about this, there are two things that immediately come to mind when you read those lines setting up the idea of this task force in California. One is, it's talking about the terrible harms of slavery for which the state of California is responsible. Hey, just a little bit of word here. There were never slaves in California. No, really. California, from the time it was a territory, banned slavery. California entered the Union in 1850, provoking a great crisis with the Compromise of 1850. It entered the Union as a free state. There was very strong anti-slavery sentiment in California from the beginning. And you can say, oh, yeah, but the Mexicans, they were there before America took over California in 1848. But you know what? The Mexicans were also anti-slavery. That was one of the differences between America and Mexico in the Mexican-American War. The Mexicans had already outlawed slavery. And slavery was never a factor in California history, which is one of the reasons California, despite the fact that it's the most populous state in the country, has a way below the national average of black population. I just checked the most recent numbers. California is 6% black. It's just about the only state, other than Hawaii, where Asian Americans are twice as numerous as black people. And the whole idea of doing reparations for slavery, when there is real suffering that Asian Americans went through in California, not just the internment of the Japanese Americans, there's already been reparations that were done on that during the Reagan administration. They were not reparations for distant ancestors. They were reparations that paid directly people who had been interned, and only people who had been interned, and their immediate family, meaning children. And for this, the other thing about what I just read you, and it's extraordinarily telling, they say that the 9 members of the task force appointed by Governor Newsom include the descendants of slaves who are now prominent lawyers, academics, and politicians. If they're prominent lawyers, academics, and politicians, do they deserve to get paid out of the taxpayer resources of hardworking, working-class people today to pay these prominent people? Is there any kind of upper income limit? Does everybody get reparations if you can prove that you are descended from a slave? And what about the fact that none of these slaves that they are descended from were slaves in California? This is crazy, frankly. The group's newly elected chair is a young lawyer who specializes in intellectual property, and their vice chair is a longtime civil rights activist who was arrested at a lunch counter sit-in 1961. And today's Tuesday's meeting, that would be yesterday, of the first state reparations committee in the whole U.S. came at the same time as President Joe Biden commemorated the lives of hundreds of black people killed by a white mob in what was then a thriving African-American community in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a century ago. It also comes just over a year after George Floyd, a black man, was murdered by a white police officer in Minnesota. The Secretary of State of California, whose name is Shirley Weber, who as a state assemblywoman authored the state legislation creating the task force, noted the solemnity of the occasion, as well as the opportunity to right an historic wrong that continues today, in the form of large racial disparities in wealth, health, and education. African Americans make up just 6% of California's population, yet they were 30% of an estimated 250,000 people experiencing homelessness who sought help in 2020. So where do we go on the reparations issue? Where do we go on the race issue generally? And what was wrong with Biden's speech yesterday? Actually, a great deal. We will get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You are speaking truth.
MedVed.
Your brilliance, shining light onto this, speaking your truth is nothing short of heroic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is astonishing to me that California wants to lead the nation not only in terms of the number of homeless people living on the streets, not only in terms of the astonishing and appalling upsurge in crime throughout the big cities in the state of California. I think San Diego may be an exception to that, but certainly Los Angeles and San Francisco and Oakland and San Jose, tremendous upsurge in crime. It also wants to lead the nation in guilt, even where it's not particularly appropriate for California. Look, I'm not saying that California has been a paradise free of racism. There's been intense racism in California, but most of it has been directed at Asian people. And that's the truth. You can't deny it, because California, look at where it is. It's on the Pacific coast. People came, starting with the gold rush. There were Chinese people who came out and participated in the gold rush. And there was tremendous prejudice and tremendous bigotry, and there was even the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882. There were lynchings of Chinese people. There were Chinese people who were working as virtual slaves to build the Transcontinental Railroad for that half of it that was actually started on the Pacific Coast. By the way, that's one of the stories that's in my book, God's Hand on America. And doing something that people thought was impossible at the time, connecting a whole continent with that railroad, which was a special dream of Abraham Lincoln. You can find out information on that hardcover audio book bundle that is available at a special price right now. Go to michaelmedved.com. Okay, there was a plug. But the idea of reparations, I guess Sheila Jackson Lee is trying to make the argument that even though California never had slavery, that it didn't exist. And certainly not during the period of time when California was American. And even even when it was Mexican, slavery did not exist. Now, you could say when Spain controlled California before 1821, I believe, it passed from Spain to Mexico, the Spaniards did practice forms of slavery with some of the native peoples. But the idea of black slavery in California and reparations for it, well, Sheila Jackson Lee, the Congress lady, not from California, from Texas, she's from Houston, she believes that this question of reparations is actually not just about slavery. It's about helping everybody in America who needs help. Listen to what she has to say. This is clip two.
When you help certain populations, you really help all. You help Appalachia in West Virginia. You help the Native Americans in Arizona and in Oklahoma. I'm a person who believes that when you invest in people, then all people will benefit. And I think we're going to make our way and do to show that, to build on this story, and to see H.R. 40, the Commission of Study and Develop Reparation Proposals, pass. Why? Because I have colleagues of work that have been so supportive, so generous, with all backgrounds, with all bounds, wanting to see America do better. And I hope that's what we do.
Okay. Can someone explain how it is that people in West Virginia and Appalachia are helped by paying reparations to black people in Texas? Or how Native Americans in Arizona and Oklahoma, who have already had forms of reparations, you could say, by awards of big tracts of land, and tremendous expenditures for the Indian Health Service and for the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And, of course, like many, many other big federal programs, none of that money has been spent particularly wisely or brilliantly or even effectively, but it's there. And how does somebody living on a reservation in South Dakota benefit from paying reparations to former slaves? Now, this gets complicated because the Cherokees, who were originally in the southeast and then eventually moved out to big grants of land, a lot of which had oil in it, in the what was called the Cherokee Strip in Oklahoma, the Cherokees were big slave owners. And they've had big disputes about some of the former slaves, black slaves, who were held by that tribe, who now want to be admitted and enrolled as members of that tribe to get some of the benefits that you can get as a Native American. In any event, the story about the reparations bid in California, where they've already decided by passing this bill that they're going to pay reparations of some kind or another. It's still unclear how much it will be and who exactly is going to pay. Weber, who is the Secretary of State, said the state is an economic powerhouse that can point the way for a federal government that has been unable to address the issue. It would not replace any reparations agreed to by the federal government. So the extra money you get from the state of California is just gravy? We have lost more than we have ever taken from this country. We have given more than has ever been given to us, said Task Force member and state senator Stephen Bradford. He would like to model reparations program on the GI Bill, allowing for free college and assistance with home buying. Now, how long does this last? Free college? And by the way, there really is a problem under the 14th Amendment, because offering a special bonus based upon race, like free college, you can make a case for free college. I think it's a terrible case. We already send too many people to college. We do. Because you have such a large number of people who actually enroll and run up debt and then drop out. And that doesn't really help anybody. But this statement that Steve Bradford makes, the state senator, we have lost more than we've ever taken from this country. We have given more than has ever been given to us. That is a way of completely dissing and expressing contempt for all of the achievements of black people in this country for 400 years. Really, it is. It's appalling. What about the people who built up the Greenwood neighborhood of Tulsa in the first place and then rebuilt it after it was destroyed? They didn't build up what was called at the time, as they've heard a thousand times, Black Wall Street, with a little bit of a sense of humor. They didn't build up a flourishing black neighborhood with government support. They didn't have any government support. The government, if anything, in Oklahoma was not particularly sympathetic or even kindly toward black people. But there were business leaders who actually created these businesses that were then wiped out. And speaking of getting wiped out, that's what President Biden was talking about yesterday. What was wrong with what he had to say? We'll play you some of it and give you a sample. And more coming up on The Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, what am I trying to say?
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is I will give President Joe Biden some credit because he went out to Tulsa. He was the first president ever to go out to Tulsa on the 100th anniversary of the most atrocious and appalling race riot in American history. And, okay, he honored the fact that people were murdered, their businesses and lives were destroyed, none of the perpetrators were ever held to account, brought to trial, and it's shameful and it's difficult. But part of what he said, fine, when you talk about remembering an atrocious incident like this in the past, but the implication that we are still living in that America, the America of 1921, an America when the Ku Klux Klan was a big political force. It was. Just 3 years later, in 1924, the Democratic Party basically broke apart over the issue of condemning the Klan. Can you imagine that? There were candidates for president in the Democratic Party who didn't want to condemn the Ku Klux Klan. The Republican Party already had. But here is what Joe Biden said about white supremacy today, the kind of ideology that is identified with the Klan. This would be clip 10, Jeremy.
Hate's never defeated. It only hides. It hides.
Tell the truth.
And given a little bit of oxygen, just a little bit of oxygen by his leaders, it comes out of there from under the rock like it was happening again. As if it never went away. And so, folks, we can't. We must not give hate a safe harbor. As I said in my address to the joint session of Congress, according to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
Okay, why are they applauding? Ed, because he's saying that white supremacism is the most lethal threat to the United States. And look, I have no apology or denial at all about white supremacism. White supremacism in every form is loathsome, it's hateful. And it is not the same as it was in 1921. Can you even imagine what the response would be today if something happened like the Tulsa race riot? I mean, where up to 300 people were killed. There would be just a total, not only the state government, not only the local authorities, the federal government and public opinion would come down with tremendous ferocity against it. This is not just a question of white supremacy hiding. White supremacy was a real force. It was a political force. You know, one of my least favorite members of Congress ever. And if anybody wants to make a list of the worst members of Congress who ever lived, Cotton Ed Smith, who was a member of Congress from South Carolina, would be on that list. And he used to run for re-election on a regular basis, and he served, I think it was a total of 16 terms in the House of Representatives. Cotton Ed would run under the slogan, raise more cotton, less N-words. It was a slogan. It's an open racist, and he was the one who put together the anti-Italian, anti-Jewish immigrant bill of 1924. That basically favored immigrants from Northern and Western Europe. In other words, white Anglos were particularly favored in Cotton Ed Smith's bill. He was also anti-Catholic in addition to everything else. But the whole idea that we are unchanged from that period of time, that the civil rights movement meant nothing, Martin Luther King meant nothing. And the fact is that when he's talking about the greatest domestic threat is white supremacy responsible for the surging violence rate in Baltimore and St. Louis and New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco, in Portland? In Portland is unbelievable to me. Portland, they now have six times so far this year, six times the murder rate of Seattle. Can you imagine? You don't think that Antifa and the anarchists and the people who are trying to set fires, you don't think that the ongoing rate of homicides in the city of Chicago, a 50 a weekend, people who get shot in that town, that's not a more serious threat, lethal threat to the United States? What about the opioid addiction rate? What about the general rampaging impact of mind-destroying drugs? We lose more people to overdoses of drugs than we do to homicides and suicides combined. Or if you want to put homicides together with all traffic accidents, we lose more by overdoses. That's not a more threatening domestic threat. And then Joe Biden added this about black entrepreneurs and why they can't get ahead like white people. And if this isn't condescending and just wrong in every way, listen to what the president said yesterday.
The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers, they don't have accountants, but they have great ideas. Does anyone doubt this whole nation would be better off from the investments those people make? And I promise you, that's why I set up the National Small Business Administration that's much broader.
The black people don't have lawyers and don't have accountants, and that's why they can't get ahead? What do you say about some of the black billionaires and millionaires? Did they have a tough time getting lawyers and accountants? Is he implying that lawyers and accountants won't work for black people? Or is he implying that, yes, it is more difficult to set up a small business when you don't have a lot of capital to hire some lawyers? But by the way, the idea that the crucial element in any small business is having the right lawyer, the right accountant, again, this is so out of touch. I mean, this idea, there's an answer to it that, well, at least some part of an answer that was made by Mitch McConnell. By the way, Chicago Sun-Times, Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. 3 deaths, 34 wounded. South Side, that's the heart of the black community in Chicago, South Side and West Side, hit hardest by gun violence. And New York Times headline today, front page, with homicides rising, cities brace for a violent summer. Is that the work of white supremacy? Really, Mr. President? White supremacy, the most lethal threat to America at this moment? Well, an advocate of white supremacy is getting buried. Well, reburied, actually. He's getting dug up out of the ground and moved. Why? It's actually not as horrible as it sounds, and maybe even appropriate. We will get to that story out of Tennessee coming up on the Medved Show. And also, a former leader of BLM, Black Lives Matter. He helped to found BLM in Minneapolis. Actually is leaving the organization. Why? Because he says he learned the ugly truth all about them. What ugly truth? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, talking about the implication by President Biden that hate is not over. Hate is just hiding. It's just waiting for the moment to crawl out from under the rock. There's an indication out of Tennessee that actually goes against that in a very positive way. The Wall Street Journal reports that workers arrived at a Tennessee park yesterday to begin the process of digging up the remains of a Confederate general, Nathan Bedford Forrest. He was famous for having said, cavalry officer. He was a fairly successful Confederate general. But he was famous for saying, I get there, what's the secret of your victory? He said, I get there firstest with the mostest. But he didn't say that. He said, I get there first with the most men. Okay. General Forrest was also, without question, not a good guy. He was one of the founders of the KKK. He is usually listed as the founder of the KKK. And he was not only a slave owner, as most Confederate generals were. He actually was a slave trader. Now, he couldn't trade in slaves from abroad because that slave trade had ended in 1808. But he did work on moving slaves that he, quote, owned to other places, making profit on it. In any event, they had put up a big statue of General Forrest over a pillar, it's a monument, it's a big block of granite that's supposed to be 10,000 pounds. And he's buried together with his wife right below it, and there used to be a heroic statue of him on top, on horseback. And what's fascinating to me is somebody got rid of that statue in the right way, not by attacking it, not by atrocifying it, not by trying to tear it down. There was a group that bought the property on which this little park and this statue and this grave was located, and then removed the statue. And now they want to remove the remains and get rid of this whole granite block, the pedestal that the statue was on. And so they're in the middle now of moving the remains. Here's the amazing thing. The Forrest family, yes, General Forrest has descendants, is fine with that. They're going to move the remains to another location that's not going to be crowned by some kind of monumental statue. And the Sons of Confederate Veterans, which is a group in Tennessee, is also cooperating. The Journal reports crews prepared to remove the graves of Forrest and his wife from Health Sciences Park in Memphis's Medical District. The park used to bear the name of the early Ku Klux Klan leader and feature a statue of the cavalryman on a horse. But the name has been changed and the statue removed in recent years. Well, of course. Workers must dismantle the statue's pedestal before they can disinter the Forrest's remains and move them to a Confederate museum in Middle Tennessee. It's about an hour out of town. With the approval of Forrest's relatives, the Sons of Confederate Veterans is overseeing the move. A judge approved it late last year, ending a long legal battle. Well, it's the right thing to do. I mean, can we agree on that? And the fact that this, again, is a complete rebuttal to what Joe Biden was saying. Because when you have the Sons of Confederate Veterans, when you have people in the Forrest family who are saying, yeah, no, it's no longer appropriate in a city that has close to or maybe even does have a black majority, as Memphis does, to in that city have the founder of the Ku Klux Klan commemorated on horseback on top of a big pedestal over his grave. No, it doesn't work. And the fact that this is not a big controversy should be encouraging to Americans. It should also be encouraging to Americans that people of every race, of every background, can change their minds, can disagree. There's a fascinating story over at Newsweek, but the founder of a Minnesota Black Lives Matter chapter said he turned his back on the organization because the ugly truth is the group's leaders don't care about black families. The guy's name is Rashad Turner. And here's what he had to say about his former associates at BLM. Listen.
I am living proof that no matter your start in life, quality education is a pathway to success. I want the same success for our children in our communities. That's why in 2015, I was a founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul. I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies. Black lives do matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families, and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers' union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children. I resigned from Black Lives Matter after a year and a half, but I didn't quit working to improve black lives and access to a great education. Today, I serve as the president and executive director of Minnesota Parent Union. We're dedicated to helping parents move their children from failing schools to successful schools. It's hard work, and we're up against forces that don't want us to succeed. But success is possible. Just look at me and the hundreds of children and families we've helped to pursue a great education, break the chains of poverty, and lead a life of success.
Okay, that's Rashad Turner. He was also upset when Black Lives Matter issued a statement denouncing a Western-prescribed nuclear family structure. They said in that statement, which has since been scrubbed from their website, but they had put it up there. They said the fight for freedom, liberation, and justice can only occur through the disruption of such family units and an embrace of a more village-like black community. Traditional words for parents, like fathers, should be deliberately avoided and replaced with gender-neutral terms for parents. Look, and by the way, of course, Rashad Turner is black and proud, and proud of his own achievements, and appropriately proud of the country and what the country, some of what the country has achieved. And this is why the whole question of what you do about reparations is so wounding, is so hideously divisive. In other words, if you want to say that it is a proper function of the state to try to help people who are downtrodden in advance, sure. But not all people who are downtrodden are black. In this country, a minority of people who are downtrodden are black. I'm not saying that there isn't a disproportionate number of people who are suffering. Sure, there are. But most poor people in this country, most, are white. And then you add, in addition to that, Latinos, who are an even larger percentage of the population than black people. And then when you go to California and their desire to pay reparations, how would some leader of, say, the Chinese-American community, or the Hispanic community, Mexican-American community, feel about the idea that they want to authorize in a state which is a minority right now of white Anglos? 39% of the California population is Hispanic, 13% is Asian, 6% is black. And in California, they're talking about some kind of massive commitment at this point to providing reparations to black people. At ABC News, they point out in 1988, President Ronald Reagan signed legislation providing $20,000 in redress and a formal apology to every surviving Japanese American incarcerated during World War II. But a federal slavery reparations bill, commonly referred to as H.R. 40, that's H.R. 40 because of 40 acres and a mule, has languished in Congress since it was first introduced in 1989. That's because the people who were directly victimized by slavery and their children and their grandchildren are no longer alive. For those survivors and their children in Tulsa, it's a different story. But all of those stories deserve attention and an open mind, it seems to me, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.